I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? Four questions are up on the screen. The first question is, are you saved? Have you asked Jesus into your life? Have you confessed your sin and says, God, I want you to be in charge of my life? If you can say, yes, I'm saved, you're good, okay? Number two, do you have any unconfessed sin or living a double life? If you say, no, I've confessed everything to God and I think everything's fine, we're good on that. Number three, are you afraid of it? Are you afraid of it? If you are, in a moment, I'm going to have you ask God, take away my fear. Take away my fear of this. And then the last one is, do you believe it's for you? Do you believe that God really wants to give you power? If there's a little bit of doubt, say, God, help my doubt. And it's kind of like the person who says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Say, God, take my unbelief away. Let my faith grow, and I want to receive power. And what we're going to do is our worship team leads us. Take a look at the screen here. How do you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? The first thing is relax. So many times in an atmosphere like this, we get tensed up. Oh, is it going to happen? I don't know. I'm afraid of it. And we're just so tense. We're so tight. Everyone take a deep breath right now. Just relax. This is not to be scary. This is not to be spooky. Just relax. And as the next thing is to worship God. As our worship team sings, I want you to worship God. Just come into his presence. If you want to close your eyes, raise your hands. But I want you to be worshiping verbally, okay? Worship verbally and seek the giver. Jesus is the giver. Jesus says, I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So just begin to, Jesus, I love you. I want more of you. You're awesome and wonderful. Just fall in love with Jesus. It's not about getting tongues. It's not about getting something. It's about loving him. It's about drawing near to him. And as you do that, as you're worshiping and seeking Jesus, somewhere in there, I want you to stop in your native language. Stop if it's English or Spanish, whatever it is. Stop speaking in that and then open your mouth. And as the Spirit gives you words to say, you say those words. And here's the thing. I've known some people, they're at the altar and their mouths are closed. Can you talk when your mouth is closed? I mean, you can't. The Holy Spirit can't speak if you won't open your mouth. So open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit give you the words to say. Okay? We're going to just take this time. We're just going to enter in. And I want you to do those things. We're going to keep that, I guess they took it off the screen. In fact, put them back on the screen. You guys know the words of these songs. You just enter in. You worship with us. People on the sides, I want you now to kind of fill in behind these that are up here for prayer. I want you to begin to pray for them. You can speak in tongues. And I want you to pray for more power for your life. All of us need more power. I want our church to break forth in the power of God. Let's just go after him. Thank you, Jesus.
That will ever come close.
Just worship him. Love him today.
Free and machine.
forget to ask for the Holy Spirit. Just ask Jesus to baptize you. Make that your prayer. Begin to worship Him in your mind, in your heart. Let the Holy Spirit begin to give you words. Oh, Jesus, baptize us today. We want your Spirit. It's not for show. We want the power of God. We're just going to continue for those who need to go. You're excused. Just feel free to stay and linger in His presence as long as you want.
We love you.
hearts adore. Jesus, we love you.
For those of you who received, I want you to exercise your prayer language every day. Keep praying in that. For those of you who didn't receive, I want you to know it took me 5 years of seeking before it came. And it didn't come easy. And so don't quit. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't say, well, it's not for me. I have discovered that about half of the people who receive it do so when they're actively seeking it. Maybe at home in their devotions, maybe in a church service at an altar call, maybe when they're actively praying, they're thinking about it, and it happens when they're asking. I found that the other 50%, they have been seeking it, and God does it when they're not expecting it. I had a board member who received it. He was driving down the road. The Holy Spirit hit him. He had to pull over because he almost got in an accident. I had another board member. He was a teenager. He didn't even know what the baptism of the Holy Spirit was. And his brother had been out drinking and partying. He was sneaking into the house, climbing through the window. And this teenage boy who was a Christian, he was just worshiping God on his bed, singing and praising. And his brother came in. God baptized him in the Spirit. He began speaking in tongues. His brother almost got startled and fell out the window. And he didn't know what happened to him. He had to go look in the Bible. He'd grown up Methodist. He had no idea what tongues was. He had to figure out what it was. God can give it whenever. About half the time, it comes when you're actively seeking. Half the time, I found with people, it comes when they're not, but they have been seeking it. And so here's the thing. Don't be like that child that asked for a Christmas present and then asked 6 months and a year later. No. Make it a daily thing. God, I want more of you. God, I want power. I want everything you have for me in the Word. I want the fullness. I want all there is. And when God gives it to you, if that's been your prayer when it comes, then you just keep on praying that every day. God, I've got the power and I want fresh power today. I want to keep on being filled. Use me. Give me opportunities. Give me open doors so I can impact others. Help me to see people healed and delivered and come to Christ and saved. Because you are the body of Christ. He wants to give you power. You're his child. If you seek him, you will find him. If you search for him with all of his heart, and he'll give it to you in the right time. Don't give up. Don't grow weary. In due season, you will reap a harvest.